escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1983, Pioneer 10 crossed the orbit of Neptune on its way out of the solar system. It was launched in 1972 and visited Jupiter in late 73. Since Pluto's orbit took it closer to the Sun than Neptune at this time, this was the point at which Pioneer 10 left the solar system as we know it. In 2010, the unmanned Japanese space probe Hayabusa successfully returned to Earth. As the main spacecraft broke up in Earth's atmosphere, its cargo, a container of samples gathered from the asteroid 25143 Itokawa, re-entered safely and parachuted to the ground in Australia, its precious samples intact. Malcolm McDowell was born today in 1943. Chris Evans, the big screen face of Captain America, was born in 1981. Apollo Soyuz astronaut Deke Slayton died on this day in 1993. Originally selected as one of the seven Mercury astronauts, he was pulled from the flight rotation in the 1960s after doctors discovered he had a heart murmur. Throughout the rest of the 60s and 70s, he was NASA's chief astronaut, responsible for training and crew selection. In 1979, long before The X-Files, the BBC premiered The Omega Factor, a series involving a secret government agency investigating the paranormal.
I think you better tell me who you are.
Department 7.
Experimental unit. Government euphemism. Following up the work the Russians and Americans are doing in investigation of the paranormal. ESP, psychokinesis, clairvoyance, and so on. That is what Department 7 is. We experiment and investigate such phenomena.
In 2000, the soundtrack from Logan's Sanctuary was released. There's just one catch. There was never a movie called Logan's Sanctuary. Featuring the talents of former members of Jellyfish, Logan's Sanctuary was a soundtrack to an imaginary Logan's Run sequel that never existed. And in 2008, the crew of Battlestar Galactica finally found Earth, and immediately wished they hadn't.
Earth.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing procedure. The Logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.